Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
A lot of hot takes this morning for There I Said It. It's Moose, it's Breezy, 585-252-9800. If you need to clear the air. All right, let's go over to our friends here. Anthony is weighing in first. What's up, Tony? Avocados taste like mushy grass. They're completely overrated. There I said it. Well, I've been saying that for years.
I love avocados. They're great. Great source of healthy fats.
It really is, but you don't need to put it on everything. Why would you like avocado? It's $8 extra.
Are you aligned with our announcer guy?
I hate him.
Sounds like you guys are in lockstep here.
Well, he does make one good point. Avocado toast is expensive.
Mm-hmm. Who else is here? This person did not tag their name, but they said, listen, hear me out. If I could work at a company that offers a dorm room situation similar to college with a dining hall, a large gym, etc., for 30% off a fair market price, I would 1,000% live there and be oh so happy about it. There I said it.
Okay, well, go do it.
I mean, I don't know of any place that does that. Honestly.
Hold on. Let me think about this.
Like a compound type of sitch.
Well, I know somebody who wanted to move away, and his company's like, we'll pay for your car and we'll pay for like an apartment dorm room style place for you to live in if you stay.
Uh-huh.
Which, of course, you got to take that deal. Free car, free rent.
Okay. Love. Obsessed.
That's what's up. Look who's here. Big Ed. Big Ed's got a pretty good take today. Why do women love scented candles so much? Scented candles don't make your house smell better. They just cover up bad smells with more bad smell. There I said it. Especially if you have BO. I mean, that's...
We just talked about it. Hot button issue this morning.
Brett says Three Musketeers is still the best Halloween candy known to man.
So there good. I said it.
But there's nothing...
So
what's special about a Three Musketeer?
Good.
You can get that anytime, anywhere. Don't you want something original?
You can get any candy anytime, anywhere.
No, you can't.
Except for like black licorice, which I don't know who's fiending for that.
Good and Plenty.
What? No.
So Good and Plenty was those.
We'll
purple
have to have
and-
the Halloween candy debate next week on the show. Of what's the best?
All right.
Mine for today is this. I need people to stop naming restaurants, establishments, companies by the name of places and things that people can't pronounce or remember. Why would you name your company something nobody can pronounce or spell to recommend to other people?
Yeah, it's...
There was this one restaurant...
Bad marketing. Bad marketing.
On Monroe Ave.
Right. Still there?
I think they had to do the switch because nobody could pronounce it. I'm like, what are we doing here? I'd be like, that one.
If you can't pronounce it, you can't recommend it.
100%. So stop. A word to the wise. Stop. It makes me angry.
I'd be so simple. If I owned a restaurant, it'd just be called like Pretty Good. Not to be confused with Good Luck. It'd just be like, it's Pretty Good.
Pretty Good.
Have you guys been to Pretty Good? It's not outstanding. But it is pretty good. Chrissy says, I wish that all social media would shut down for just 1 week so I can watch all of these influencers go nuts. Trust me when I say the world needs it. There I said it. Mm. Chrissy, you're not wrong.
True.
I too would enjoy if that took place.
Interesting.
What was it? Social? Was it Instagram that stopped showing people's likes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. People were freaking out about that.
Freaking.
Now you have an option to shut that off.
Yeah. Do you have it? I don't even know how to do it.
I don't pay attention to it.
I don't know. Yeah. Tough scene. Hannah Banana, do you have one for today?
I do.
Run on over to that mic that you don't have. Go ahead. What's up, Hannah?
I think that people who are perpetually late are just the worst and they're bad friends.
Oh, that's a hot take.
Okay.
I have noticed you've never been late before. What are you so triggered about? Did somebody show up late to an event recently?
I have friends that are always late to things, and it makes me really upset every time.
Nobody's punctual anymore in this world, Hannah.
This generation, ugh.
You're 21. What's her generation, by the way?
Gen Z.
Are you Gen Z? Yeah. You are Gen Z. Yeah, that makes sense.
We love a Gen Z intern. I'm absolutely obsessed.
We got to do Boomer versus Zoomer again.
I know. I definitely feel attacked by Hannah's take, though, for sure.
Well,
but you know. These.
Look at this one coming in. Who is this? Jackie. What's up, Jackie? If you break up with someone after years of dating and your friends decide to remain friends with them on social media, then do yourself a favor and get new friends. There, I said it. Is she right? Does Jackie have a point this morning?
Hmm?
I think she may.
She might. She very well might.
Rachel Ray sucks. There, I said it.
Oh my God. T.
Okay, thank you so much.
This person says, to my coworker who wears too much cologne or perfume, I'm done with you. There, I said it. Not her wearing a gas mask around the office. Ronnie Salami's here. Let teenagers go trick-or-treating. If they dress up, there could be worse things that they're doing. There, I said it.
Ronnie Salami.
The knockoff version of Donnie Salami.
Who else is here? Renee says, I'm so ready for skiing, scarves, Christmas trees, and lots of snow. There, I said it. She's trying to piss everyone off this morning. It's working. Let me get our boy Joey here. What's up, Joey? Hey, how you doing? Can someone please name one good, authentic Italian restaurant in Rochester? Everyone claims they have the best food, but the sauce sucks and the food is loaded with salt. There, I said it.
Fiorella.
How about Mr. Dominic's at the lake?
Oh, I've never been there.
Really? Good tripe. Do you like the taste of sewage in your mouth?
No, not at all. That's why I don't like sitting inside a half pint.
What about Olive? Oh my God. Why do you do that? Why do you gotta, how do you gotta blast people? I'm gonna go with Olive Garden, Joey. Sounds to me like somebody has a first date coming up.
Ooh, get ready.
Does it have to be Italian? Can't you just go and get a good bowl of pho?
What? What's pho?
It's like a ramen.
Oh.
It's a nice, beautiful Vietnamese dish.
Ooh.
Right? You know about that, Hannah. Yeah, it's so good.
I wish Hannah had a bike.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.